Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn, and I'm joined by our guest from our last full episode, Michael Simon. As we make abundantly clear, Michael was the creator of VH1 Storytellers, which put him to work alongside some of the greatest artists in history. But the show has been gone since 2015, and you were done with it long before that, Michael, right? So
long before that, yeah.
Long before that, yeah. That made me wonder who, in the intervening years, you'd like to bring to this format. So in short, if you were reviving VH1 Storytellers today, who would you want as a guest and why? And we're supposed to have Nathan with us here. Nathan said Kendrick Lamar was his pick. He would have given an answer.
It's a great pick. I don't know if a caveat, do they have to be alive?
No, they don't have to be alive. Is there someone? Yeah, if you want to pick someone who's not alive, yeah. it would make it a little bit harder to do the.
Yeah, I mean, then it would be the Clash.
The Clash?
Yeah. I don't think Strummer ever really sat down and discussed these songs in depth. And I think seeing them play in sort of an intimate atmosphere would have been for the ages. So the Clash.
All right. And I kind of bounced around a bit. I was actually surprised that Nathan didn't pick the brothers from Oasis there, because he does love the Gallagher brothers in there. What a TV event that would be. But also Britpop, is we're not far enough away from it that a reflection on that timeline would have been kind of interesting. And I had Jarvis Cocker written down, but I think I'd probably look to maybe like a Blink 182. Okay. They're back together now. They certainly from my around the time I was in high school, their music was super impactful to me, but it was just huge. They were one of the kind of those punky bands, punk rock, pop punk bands that just got gigantic all of a sudden. And I think it'd be fun to have a bunch of 50 something guys reflecting back on extremely juvenile music that they recorded in their 20s. There's something, they had a lot of drama around them at the time.
Yeah, I think the thing with Storytellers, it was most of the songs which artists talked about on Storytellers had been out in the world for a while, as you're so. And one of the universal themes was that once a song gets out, it's out. It's not necessarily I think we've talked about this, but the best example is Sting talking about Every Breath You Take, which was a song about control and paranoia and Reagan's Star Wars. And then he's like hearing that people are having it at their wedding. And like, no, that's not what the song, what I wrote it about, but knock yourself out. So I think that transformative power of songs through the years, through the decades, through the generations is what really the origin story of these songs is really fascinating.
That's all for today. Check out Record Roulette on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RR Music Pod. Rate and review this podcast wherever you can. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite show, or listen for free at recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thank you for listening to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.